Owenda Provincial Park will soon get a little bigger as part of the federal government's $10 million commitment to support expansion of Ontario's protected areas. Through the federal Enhanced Nature Legacy Program and partnership with the Nature Conservancy of Canada and the Ontario Land Trust Alliance, the investment would see the addition of new or expansion of existing protected areas, including provincial parks and conservation reserves across Ontario. For Owenda, that would mean a boundary expansion of approximately 265 acres, nearly 110 hectares, to be added to the park, including the mainland portion of Owenda as well as parcels of Giant's Tomb Island. Established in 1975, the park currently occupies an area of 7,203 acres, 2,915 hectares. I'm very excited that the boundaries are going to be expanded at Owenda Provincial Park, Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop explained. It's a great collaboration between the federal and provincial governments coming together to ensure funds for nature and conservation. Across the province, up to 170,000 hectares, or more than 420,000 acres, has been protected by the Enhanced Nature Legacy Program with the goal to protect 30% of land and water in Canada by 2030, as noted by Minister Andrea Kangin of Environment, Conservation and Parks. The county of Simcoe already has a lot of great nature trails, said Kangin, adding that Ontario was blessed with a large number of provincial parks. What's better than expanding more recreational opportunities for people who love to live here and to come visit? Adam Van Coverden, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Environment and Climate Change Stephen Gilbolt, added, "It's a team sport, we can't do it alone. We certainly do need provincial and territorial partners in order to achieve these goals. For people locally," said Van Coverden, "it will mean people will have larger parks in the future, and more protected areas, which is great for flood mitigation, recreation, and it's also important for species at risk." Shortly after the presentation, the politicians, scientists, dignitaries and their families took a short hike through Owenda Park led by Natural Heritage Education Coordinator Tim Tully, who explained the geographic and historic context of the lands to the visiting entourage. Information on the Canada Nature Fund and its services can be found on the Canadian Environment Climate Change website.